friends, welcome to another great day here at LTE Studios. My name's Pauline. Thanks for joining us.
Hi friends, my name's Peter. It's so good to see you. And today's topic is story time.
That's right, and the title is Where's My Snack?
So, what happened in our story yesterday?
Ooh, let's do a pop quiz.
Okay.
Who are the characters in our story?
There are four characters, four college guys.
And their names are?
Tom, he's organized, and one's Alan, and Jim.
And Pete.
My name's Peter, not Pete. And stop rushing me. The other guy's name is,
Pete! Peter, the other guy's name is Pete.
Oh, right. And they share an apartment, but someone's taking food, more than one person. You should share, but maybe talk to others. Let's get started. Here's Christina with the key words for today.
Hello, Tom 去买了一些零食回来。他最喜欢的就是巧克力布丁，所以他把布丁装进纸袋放在冰箱里。冰箱就是 refrigerator。He put the bag in the refrigerator。结果第二天 Tom 想吃布丁的时候却怎么找也找不到，他甚至去翻了垃圾桶。He looked in the trash。名词 trash 就是垃圾。但是也没有看到空的布丁杯。形容词空的就是Empty. The empty cup wasn't in the trash. Tom 去敲 Jim 房间的门。名词 bedroom 是卧室。Tom went to Jim's bedroom. 他问 Jim 纸袋里的零食去哪里了。Jim 居然回答他说巧克力布丁是狗狗 Max 的最爱。Chocolate pudding is his favorite, Jim responded. 动词 respond 就是回答回应。
On Wednesday, Tom came home from the supermarket. He had bought several kinds of snacks. One of them was his favorite chocolate pudding.
I have to hide this,
he said to himself.
The other guys also like chocolate pudding. I'll put it in a brown paper bag.
Tom put the pudding in a paper bag and wrote a note on it. Tom's snack. Do not touch. Then he put it in the refrigerator.
So yesterday, Tom was mad at his friend, Jim. Do you remember why?
Oh, yes. Jim ate Tom's potato chips without asking. And it wasn't the first time either.
Right. Jim has a bad habit of doing that. Tom told Jim how he feels. But he's not sure if he can trust Jim.
On Wednesday, Tom came home from the supermarket. He had bought several kinds of snacks.
Oh, what kind of snacks? And how will he keep them safe from Jim?
Okay, good questions. But first I want to go back to this sentence. He had bought several of something. Rebecca, can you help us use some of these?
Hey, everyone. Yes, it's time to learn something new in Use It. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. In today's Use It, you are going to learn how to use the word several. For example, he had visited several different museums. Or you could say, he had worked at several kinds of jobs. So now it's up to you to use it!
Thanks, Rebecca. So what snacks did Tom buy?
Well, one of them was his favorite snack, chocolate pudding. He doesn't want Jim or the other guys to eat it, so he decides to hide it.
Although he didn't hide it very well, he did put it in a brown paper bag. Then he wrote a note on it.
Oh, right. It said, Tom's snack, do not touch.
So, it's in the refrigerator, and the guys will know there is a snack inside.
True, but hopefully they will follow Tom's directions and not touch it.
Do not touch.
Right, those are his directions.
Pauline, do not touch aren't just his directions. It's also today's
calendar phrase.
Do not touch.
Do not touch. 不要碰。
Wow, this is so interesting.
Do not touch.
I wonder what it is.
Do not touch.
I just want to play with it.
Do not touch.
But I just want to...
No, do not touch.
Uh-oh, you touched.
Do not touch.
Do not touch. 不要碰。
Well, friends, what do you think? Do you think Tom's snack is safe, or will the other guys eat it again? Let's watch the next part of our story and find out.
The next day, Tom opened the refrigerator. He was looking forward to some delicious chocolate pudding, but the bag was gone. Tom looked all over the kitchen, but he couldn't find the pudding. He looked in the trash, but the empty pudding cup wasn't in the trash. Then he saw it. The cup was in Max's dog dish. Tom knew Max couldn't open the refrigerator and take the pudding.
So in our story, it's the next day. Tom goes into the kitchen and opens the refrigerator. He is looking forward to eating his chocolate pudding.
To look forward to something means to be excited about something that's going to happen.
But Tom is disappointed. When Tom looked in the refrigerator, the bag was gone.
Oh, no. Well, thankfully, Christina hasn't gone anywhere, and she can explain this word for us. Christina?
Tom 想吃布丁，可是却发现冰箱里连装布丁的袋子都不见了。But the bag was gone. 我们来看 gone 这个字，它是 G-O, go 的过去分词。Go 的动词三态是 go, went, gone. Go 是去或离开的意思，因为过去分词有已经完成的意思，所以 gone 就是表达已经去了，离开了。而 the bag was gone 就表示袋子不见了。类似的说法像是 my wallet was gone, 我的皮夹不见了。另外如果东西用完没有了也可以用 gone, 比如大家都喜欢吃葡萄，所以 the grapes were gone in 5 minutes, 表示葡萄五分钟就被吃光了。最后如果有人过世也可以用 gone。My grandmother has been gone for 3 years.
Thanks, Christina. So what happened to Tom's snack? Did Jim eat it again?
Well, Tom looked and looked, but he couldn't find his pudding. Then he had an idea. He looked in the trash can where we throw garbage, but he didn't find an empty cup there.Then he saw it. It was in the dog's dish.
No, the dog ate his pudding? That's terrible. First, his friend ate his snack, and now Tom's dog ate his snack?
Wait, Peter, I'm not so sure the dog did it.
But Pauline, you said Tom found the empty cup in Max's dog bowl. That means he ate it.
Are you sure you think the dog...Max opened the refrigerator?
Maybe.
And then took out the yogurt, opened it nicely, and put it in his dog bowl?
Oh, I see what you mean. Friends, what do you think? Talk about it during the break. Then we'll be back for more. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. So, what do you think? Do you think Max the dog ate Tom's snack? Or was it someone else?
I changed my mind. I think it was one of Tom's friends. But which one? Jim ate Tom's snack before. But that doesn't mean he does it all the time. Maybe it was one of the other guys.
Well, let's find out. Here's the last part of our story.
Tom went to the door of Jim's bedroom. He knocked. Said Jim. Tom opened the door.
What happened to my snack in the brown paper bag?
He asked.
Did you ask Alan or Pete?
Asked Jim.
Not yet,
said Tom.
But I found the empty cup in Max's dog dish.
Well, chocolate pudding is his favorite,
Jim responded.
Aha!
Said Tom.
So you ate it.
How did Tom know that Jim had eaten his pudding?
Ah, Jim did it.
Wait, are you sure it wasn't the other guys?
I'm sure, but let's start from the beginning.
Okay, so Tom goes and knocks on Jim's bedroom door. Jim is there and says, come in.
Tom is not happy. He doesn't say, hi, how are you, to Jim. He also doesn't say, hey, can I ask you a question?
Right, those would be nice things to say, but Tom is mad. So he just says, what happened to my snack in the brown paper bag?
Let's talk to Christina about what she thinks happened to it, or at least she can explain this phrase.
Tom 问, what happened to my snack in the brown paper bag? 首先, happen 是动词,发生的意思。所以, what happened to? 就是问它发生了什么事。换句话说是想知道是怎么一回事了,是什么情况。Tom 这么问就是想知道布丁的下落。我们来练习一下。比如我们听说你们以前合作过一个案子，那我想知道那个案子后来怎么了，就可以问 What happened to the project? 或者 What happened to the party? 那个派对怎么样了？请注意，因为问的是已经发生的事，所以要用过去式的 happened。
Thanks, Christina. So Jim doesn't say he ate the pudding. Instead, he asks, did you ask Alan or Pete? And that's a fair question. Maybe they know what happened. Maybe one of them ate it.
I don't think so. Tom tells Jim that he found the pudding cup in the dog dish. And then we find out that Jim ate it.
Wait, what? No, Jim just says,Chocolate pudding is the dog's favorite food.
But Pauline, how does Jim know that this was the chocolate pudding?
Oh, the pudding was in the refrigerator. Oh, but Jim probably saw it.
No, remember? Tom put the pudding in a brown paper bag. If Jim saw it, that's because he took it out of the bag.
And ate it! That's terrible!
It is terrible, but solving the mystery is fun, and now we know what happened to the missing snack. Let's go ahead and review our keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Refrigerator. Refrigerator. Put the milk in the refrigerator.
Trash. Trash. put those bottles in the trash.
Empty. Empty. The cookie box is empty.
Bedroom. Bedroom. Max went to sleep in his bedroom.
Respond. Respond. Please respond to my letter. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's watch our story one more time together.
On Wednesday, Tom came home from the supermarket. He had bought several kinds of snacks. One of them was his favorite, chocolate pudding.
I have to hide this,
he said to himself.
The other guys also like chocolate pudding. I'll put it in a brown paper bag.
Tom put the pudding in a paper bag and wrote a note on it. Tom's snack. Do not touch. Then he put it in the refrigerator. The next day, Tom opened the refrigerator. He was looking forward to some delicious chocolate pudding. But the bag was gone. Tom looked all over the kitchen, but he couldn't find the pudding. He looked in the trash, but the empty pudding cup wasn't in the trash. Then he saw it. The cup was in Max's dog dish. Tom knew Max couldn't open the refrigerator and take the pudding. Tom went to the door of Jim's bedroom. He knocked.
"Come in,"
said Jim. Tom opened the door.
"What happened to my snack in the brown paper bag?"
he asked.
"Did you ask Alan or Pete?"
asked Jim.
"Not yet,"
said Tom.
"But I found the empty cup in Max's dog dish."
"Well, chocolate pudding is his favorite,"
Jim responded.
"Aha!"
said Tom.
"So you ate it!"
How did Tom know that Jim had eaten his pudding?
"I have enough snacks for a week, and they're all organized. Candies, chips, cookies, and bananas. Where are my bananas? Ginger?" "Ginger, what are you doing?"
"I'm eating snacks."
"What kind of snacks?"
"Well, bananas."
"And where did those bananas come from?"
Banana trees."
"Ginger, where did you get those bananas?"
"I found them."
"Where?"
"Beside the candy, chips, and cookies."
"Ginger, those bananas were mine. Now, what do you have to say?"
"Thank you, James."
"Only thank you? Anything else?"
"Well, they were delicious."
"Ginger!"
"Thanks again." Too late.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about snacks. Please help me welcome Ms. Candy Kane to the show.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Candy. Now, Candy, you work at a hospital, right?
Yes. I teach people how to eat healthy.
Great. Then you can help us answer today's question. Our question today comes from Zach Chang of Las Vegas, Nevada. Zach writes, I want to lose weight. What is the best way to do that? Should I just eat less fat?
That's a great question, Zach. Many people want to lose weight, but they don't know the best way.
That's true. So what is the best way to lose weight? Should Zach eat less fat?
Many people think fat is bad, but the opposite is true. We need some fat in our diet.
Really? But doesn't fat make us, well, fat?
Actually, no. Eating good fats can help you lose weight.
What is a good fat?
Good fats are good oils. For example, omega-3 fish oils. Or oil from vegetables like avocados or nuts. Those are good for your body.
I see. What is something that we shouldn't eat if we want to lose weight?
Well, if you really want to lose weight, do not eat sugar. Sugar is very bad for the body.
Why is sugar bad for the body?
Many studies show that eating too much sugar can lead to many serious health problems and diseases. Also, if you eat too much sugar, your body will store it as fat. That will make it hard for you to lose weight.
I see. So if someone really wants to lose weight, they should eat less sugar and more good fats.
That's right.
Well, thanks for your help, Candy. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, living with other people is not easy, especially when they're roommates, people that aren't exactly your family.
That's true, and you should work hard to try and understand each other's differences. But for Tom, I don't know, he might need a new roommate. He told Jim what he thinks, what he feels about him eating his food, and he still did it, and he lied. I don't think you want to live with someone you can't trust.
Or maybe they're just very different people, and Tom just needs to find people that are more like him because his lifestyle, the way he works and live, is just very different.
That's a good point, too. I think it's an important thing to think about before you decide to live with someone. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we hope you'll come back tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.